Hi, yes.
I'm so old and fat, I can't get on the chair. Made it.
Very far back.
I've seen the state of these stools, I might just stand.
Speaking of stools, let's fucking keep this quick. Talking about going for a shade.
I forgot we had to do this, actually. I was just standing all night, panicking. Cheers for coming out. There's probably more people than I've had in here ever, I think. Yeah, just pretend to be excited. It's fine. It's grand. Do you want to start, Mick?
Aye, somebody's smoking weed in here.
Smell of weed over there.
100%.
There's a fucking smell of the ganj.
I'm acting like I know what it smells like. I'm like, I don't know.
It's like heavy breath, isn't it? I smell like ganj. What's ganj?
The smell, it's like incense, but makes you drunk.
I've eaten drug before. Huh? Oh, 16 rannies there in New Year's.
Somebody got dope.
When someone's injecting cannabis over here.
There's boys over there getting doped.
I just like you going to hell. Right? It's cannabis in my house.
What?
Cannabis. Like, cannabis. No, you fucking can't.
All right,
it's
okay.
Not funny if you have to explain it. Thanks for ruining my joke, you big baldy fuck. Thanks for having me on your podcast as well, and for all the YouTube fame.
I was going to slag you about the magical wizard ring, but you've taken it off this week.
Taken it off, yeah.
You're getting too...
Don't talk
fingers
about
getting too fat for
don't
it.
Talk about your dad's ass I got.
Oh, shit.
My dad's ass is like a jar of Frankfurters, just fucking...
You're
jammed up with dicks.
Who the fuck's Frank?
I don't know!
Cheating on me?
My father.
My father.
My father.
Own ringing, stinging. That's how you speak German. You just say and then at the end of the word, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something stang.
Aye. KFC and chicken and. Oh. It doesn't work. Everything KFC is just an international language of.
Fat bastard.
We had notes there. We're going to start in notes or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on a minute. Let's talk about. Let's talk. Don't drink that.
Right, what's in it?
Like you'd need rehypnol. Get down, Rick. Just pull it apart.
Do that noise again.
Do it in rapid succession.
I'm too tired. Oh. I'm not Michael Winslow.
Police Niche. Academy.
Yeah, you young cunts. I'm saying that. I haven't seen it. Haven't seen Star Wars. You seen Star Wars?
Twice on my own.
No.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen anything?
Say, I will fucking kill you. I'm only joking. It is a bit shit. Especially when you go the way I went. When you go the way I went, lonely with your dick in the popcorn and nobody to rummage. I didn't have the saddest moment of my life. I actually went to see Star Wars: The Dead came out, right, on my own, because there was nobody. I went, fuck it, I'll go and see it on my own. And no, it's all right. I'm fucking rich, don't worry about it, right? And I'm not. But I went to see Star Wars by myself and had my own 3D glasses in the house, right? And got there and it was all like, fucking, who cares?
Bring me sandwiches?
No, right? But I got there and I realized I was wearing like a Captain America t-shirt. It was a wee bit too small. And I was like, I'm one of those fuckers. Like... Just fucking, yeah, it was good. I zoom zoom.
I seen Avengers in the cinema.
We went together.
Oh, was it you there?
Yeah.
No, it was so forgettable. But I'm joking. But I was the coolest cunt in there by a mile.
Yeah.
And I'd had a shower, which set me apart from the nerds.
We came out of that. You loved it so much. You kicked over a bin and shouted the words Hulk smash.
Yeah. Good all time now. That's when I'm shitting. Anything. Hog smash. Good dunk.
When I'm shitting, I pretend I'm in the movie Watchmen. So a bit when he's in jail. And he's like, I'm not locked in here with you. You're locked in here with me. But I say it to my poop. Do you mean? Like, I ain't afraid of you, motherfucker.
Let's talk. So we're on the topic. By the way, if no one's been to these before, we should have had an intro or something. But yeah. we'll just kick.
Just go straight in.
Just go straight into it. What sort of shits did you have over Christmas, Shane?
Just nice, just always nice ones, yeah.
Bow on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had a terrible shit your whole life?
Don't think so.
No, just clean.
Just always neat. I know.
I imagine you're so healthy you can actually snig them for later, like like somebody who doesn't get to finish a smoke.
His ass just pinches it like a cigar cutter.
Just fire it back over for later on. When I remember, I had to do a lot of shits in like grown up people's houses. Do you know, like,
well, you only have a children's house. No,
you can only shits in a Wendy house. His face out woman, though.
Arse out no. Funky monkey, excuse me. Walking in with a paper.
Excuse me, army crawls into it. Gets his arse stuck.
I believe that slip and slide 10 minutes.
What's a grown-up's house in your world, Mick?
Do you know what? Like my girlfriend like has mates who have kids. So we were spent a lot of time like around there, like, and I trying to be a grown-up. And then in the morning, you've had loads of cans and you've drank loads, like ate loads of shit. I need to go for your wee morning after moment alone. And they don't have any locks on the doors, and they're all because we like them to have a free environment. And you're all like, but they're going to go blind. Like, I need to be.
I will go to prison. If yeah, I exactly. See any of this?
You said no, you do that like thing you're trying to get your girlfriend to go home. Like, what time is it? We've that thing to do. We don't have anything to do. I do.
We need to pick up the kids. What kids? The brown ones.
I can't close my belt because my friend. Get me out of here!
What's the worst you've ever been like caught out needing a shit? I'll ask this to you because I know you'll be quick and then I'll come back to the fucking horror show that will be.
On the way to Aaron's native gig, Daly's in Omagh.
Oh yeah,
when Dave Elliott was driving me up. This was when.
Was that when I was in the car last week?
No. This was the time before. Okay. But I made it. That was about it. That was there was no serious panic. It was like I can just go. I can save this until theoretically tomorrow. Yeah. Absolutely fine.
What's she?
Absolutely fine.
What you were saying is you farted once.
That's the worst.
I'm like Baby Spice. You don't really know if I go. You just like to think I'm so cute that I don't go. I don't know.
You could be in an Andrex advert. Just walk up. I don't even use that.
Like those ads for the like wet wipes for your asshole. And they're asking children like, "I cleaned your asshole." Yeah. Is that it's like a shiny diamond with shit coming out of it?
Shiny diamond.
You're so healthy. You're like worst I ever got caught out was on the walk to the toilet to take a shit. And sure enough, completion.
I once went for a shit and almost had a second wave.
The sequel?
That's when you have a shit and then you go to get up and you go, no, nope. Not quite done.
We have serious news topics to cover, but what's the worst you've ever been caught out, Michael?
I don't know if it was necessarily caught out. I once had a stomach bug. Do you know one of those ones where you go, I need to go to the doctor? Like when they read the back of the Imodium and it's like, this is going on for more than 10 days, and you're like, oh, fuck. It's the final countdown. I was a bad fortnight. Like, and it was one of those ones like...
You had the shits for a fortnight, did you?
Not a full fortnight, 13 days.
A baker's fortnight? As they call it. Buns and poo, carry on. Pinching a few loaves, are you? Vita?
I was too far. It was just a bad. And what was it? Something like my girlfriend was like, I thought I had something like that like about a week ago, whenever you just around at the same time you got that. And I was like, so you had this and kept it from me? Like, I've been in the same bed as you, doing smoochy, smoochy nighttime stuff.
In the butt.
And now. Now. I'm pretty sure I can see what my inside... Like, I would have burnt the house down with her in it rather than going through that.
Did you have a week-long pass to Indiana Land after that so you could just go in peace?
Just go flat out, yeah.
That's where you're only
comfortable going. I'd have abducted a kid to pretend I went there on purpose. That was a callback to me shitting in Wendy houses. Yeah, yeah. Just for those who got to be a bit confused by everything that's been happening. So, questions?
Just in case it falls flat, I've got some jokes from the 70s. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, sure.
Here's a good one. I'm going to hide the answer because it's pretty obvious. How do you get a nun pregnant?
Fuck her. Really?
Coming right in her minge, it says. It doesn't say that. It's it. It's supposed to be dresser as an altar boy, but it's not that funny. That's right. Applaud Google.
Jimmy Cricket joke.
Yeah. Here, you were talking about Oma. Do you remember the time? Was it Oma we were going to? Tell them the story about the roundabout guy.
Man, we were running through, I want to say Belfast, just past the Westlink. And
I think it was deeper in the country than that.
Right, okay, so...
Because it was... that's what made it funny, is right, its remoteness. Right.
It was a roundabout, was it?
Yeah.
Right, so
it might have been Coleraine. I might be lying.
Me and Colin had decided to go to Oma via Coleraine from Belfast, right? And, and
for the purpose of the story.
And whatever happened, it was pretty dark, and there was a... We were slowed right down. There was a guy about... From behind, it was like, he's probably about our age. But he looked really drunk and like a bit out of it. So I was like, let's wind down the window and shout abuse at him, right? So we got pretty close to him. I think we had something on TV at this point, so that's what we're doing. We're like, let's drive around and shout at people, right? So just wind down the window at a guy, and I think we got really close to him. Was it before we could shout it? I don't think we actually managed to shout it.
As we're approaching about to shout, yeah. He just like... Did you ever see the picture from Vietnam where there's like a wee Vietnamese girl running, right? What looked like a guy jogging home turned out to be the most desperate human we've ever seen. We're about to shout abuse and he's just like, help me! And rather than stop, we were like, that's weird.
We looked, but the window was still down. We looked in the rearview mirror and just heard a man,
his mates probably get killed.
And there was no other cars around. There was nothing.
That's what made it
there was
fun.
No other option of help, but we were gone. That was it.
The car in a hedge on fire. Not
but that was a funniness. There was nothing. There was absolutely nothing.
He was just fully crying. Yeah. And he was like, thank God help's here. And then we just sped on.
Eventually. Yeah. Two strong guys.
You're not going to believe what happened. I needed to go for a shake. And then Mike McGoldrick could buy the blender Joe Pass.
10 minutes later, I mean, there was something with like mozzarella dippers and McDonald's going up. My son's not dead. I could barely finish my nuggets. Oh, we were in Oma. We were actually in Oma the other night at a gig, and I just had a flashback of a story. Since we're being disgusting, right? I had a flashback of a thing that happened to me, right? Where
I saw flashbacks of that guy just wake up in the middle of the
night. Please help me!
He couldn't speak because he was crying, and we're like, oh shit, let's go.
It was like, what's the movie of a Tom Castaway? But the boat just went, man! Fuck off, Tom, you cunt! Eat that football, asshole! Made out of leather because.
Oh fuck,
farce, fuck. So we were in Oma, and I just remember this story. Right, this is a disgusting story, but I remember it was about 12 or 13.
Lord.
We get away with that joke every time we do a lavery. Who's that, your man? Is that the police? Man,
is that Morse code for help, mate? I was just trying to get involved in their story because I wasn't there. I was watching Star Wars on my own.
Trying to have a wank and a popcorn. Would the most desperate sight ever be like Mickey sitting with an erection and a popcorn and you eat all the popcorn and you have to just take it off and kind of and just enjoy the credits?
Because popcorn, if popcorn gets down my deck, the way it gets down my top, I'm never doing that. Do you ever wear a polo neck to the cinema? Same thing. Old Bartlett Fives came over here.
I don't even know what you mean. That's disgusting.
Normally I do these drunk and I'm really good crack, but I've only having a wee coke.
Are you doing dry January or are you just not drinking?
I was skint.
Dry January. Just taking the ease all January, that's it. No water at all.
I can't drink because I've no gums left, you see. I might drown.
I don't know what. Did you see the shits at Christmas? I don't know what you eat. We'll get back to this other stinking story in a minute. All year you can eat like turkey and ham, spuds, you can drink beer, fine. and then you do it in late December, and it's just whatever happens in that distance is just
Quality Street.
Oh yeah.
Every time I look at a toffee penny, I'm like, oh, you bastard. Oh, sticky on the way in, sticky on the way out.
Did you take a wrapper off?
What, is it a wrapper on
that? I don't know what happens. It just turns you into beef Nutella in your body. I don't know what happens. Or it's like a chocolate fountain. Just here's another disgusting story, right? So we're in Oma, and someone was talking about dicks, because that's what fellas do. And I just remember when I was about 12 or 13, I had a mate who I was sitting watching TV in his house. And just out of nowhere, he's like, can I just tell you something? And I was like, sure. And he goes, don't be telling anyone this, right? But there's something. he's like, there's something like weird with my dick right now. And I was like, okay. And he goes, seriously, there's like stuff on my dick. And I just don't really, I'm kind of scared. I'm genuinely scared. And all he goes, he's like, would you look at it or anything? And I was like, definitely not going to look at it, mate. And then he's like, I'm seriously worried about it. He goes, I think I might have to go to the doctor. So he goes, I might actually show my mum. And I was like, you have a better relationship with your mum than I have with her. So go ahead. So he's like, right, I have to show her. He's only like 12 or 13. You don't know anything. So he goes, shows his mum. Shows his mum his dick. He's like, there's something fucked up wrong with my dick here. Expecting for her to be like, I think you should see the doctor. Instead, she just went, maybe go wash it first, okay? Right? And he did. And then he just returned to the room like, panic over, lads. Panic over.
Do you remember the
don't need a doctor, I just needed soap. Sorry.
I remember one time, do you remember the first time you've seen another boy's dick?
This morning?
I said first time, Colin. Right. This is fucking ridiculous. My next door neighbour, he wasn't my real next door neighbour, right? He used to come see his granny on a Saturday.
Pay to sit in the shed.
No, he used to come see his granny on a Saturday, and we'd go and play, right? And we were six, you bunch of dirty bastards, right? But this is how little I knew about, maybe about 7 or 8, but to this day, I still, until I was maybe about 15 or 16, I still thought he could do this, right? So basically what happened was, he's like, let me see your willy, I showed him my willy, and then he showed me his willy, and he goes, can your willy do this? And he pulled his foreskin back, right? And I had never done that to myself before, so I was home, right, like eating dinner, mom and dad, I was like, oh my God, mom, dad, I forgot, Keith can turn his willy inside out. I was never allowed to play with him again.
That's what uncles are for.
It was your uncle. It was weird as fuck.
Oh my God. What's what?
Anyway. What's next on your list?
Have you got any notes?
I'll do
one more joke. You think of something to say.
Right.
These are great, great 70s jokes. What's the difference between a rabbi and a priest? One cuts them off, the other one sucks them off. Next. Clap Google, yeah. Well done.
It's factually incorrect, actually. The Catholic priest very rarely actually sucked anything off. Probably would have just given you money and then bummed you. Don't ask me how I know, but me and Keith can tell you some stories. Father Murphy can turn his inside out too.
In my mouth?
Inside of me, outside of Keith.
Right, this took a weird turn. Talk about hoverboards or something. Is that a hoverboard, guys? Does it hover? No? Carry on.
Let me just ask you New Year's resolutions, yes or no? Do you have any?
Can I tell you what Shane's written here under yours? Let me ask you this question. It's a legit note in Shane's fucking notebook. Where'd you get yours? Oh my God, right?
NPO.
NPO. What's your New Year's resolution, Shane?
Stop being so adorable.
So's mine. Just having a bath here, guys. Don't mind me. Remember that bit in the... Remember Batman Returns with Michael Keaton and Michelle Pfeiffer, she was Catwoman, just having a bath and it's all sexy. They cut away before she went for the asshole, like, didn't they? Because you ever see a cat wash himself? There's nothing. Do you know what I mean? You're just like.
That leg just rises out of nowhere.
Just fucking pulls a worm out with his teeth. I fucking hate cats, so don't. Half of you are laughing, the other half are going, now leave that, that's not nice. My wee Felix doesn't have worms, he has his tablets. Fuck Felix. I'm sorry.
Do you want to talk your way out of it?
Okay, go for it.
Well, what is, tell people what that is first. You sent me the link for it.
I don't know, it was just, I seen a video online where this guy basically made up scenarios for his friends that are usually quite dodgy scenarios. And did I say that like Jonathan Ross? Scenarios.
No, you're grand. You're dead on.
Scenario. I think I was cheating there.
Yeah.
Breaking the fourth wall. So basically you have to talk your way out of this ridiculous situation that he's made up. Go for it. Who's yours for?
It's for you first.
Do Mickey's first.
Right, okay.
I'm scared.
It's probably already happened, let's face it.
No. Mickey. Well, what I did at the time was...
You're booked for a gig. All you know is that it's at Belfast City Hall and it's well paid, okay? Uh-huh. That's all you know about it. You find out it's during the day.
Right.
So you're a bit sort of suspicious about it, but as I say, it's well paid. You get there. It's not inside City Hall. It's out the front on a wee homemade podium. And it's not a gig as such. It's a rally run by Willie Fraser and... And Combat 18 in like a joint venture, and you're told that if you don't perform, they're going to cut all your fingers off, right? And permanently push the end of your nose up so you look like a wee pig, right? So just do that, just do that. Right, so it's always going to be like that.
Right.
You got to talk your way out of it.
First of all, I'll do this with my hands. For those at home, I'm bunching my hands up like I have no fingers.
Right.
And I go, but Willie, you already got my fingers off, mate. And then Willie Fraser starts thinking he's fucking mental, right?
Or I think he's got a fair idea. Like,
no, he clearly fucking doesn't, right? So he's there and he's like, did I already cut your finger? And then he gets all sweaty, he takes his tinfoil hat off to wipe his brow, right? And then I get up and do 15 killer minutes on a white Catholic.
Well, so you do it?
Fuck,
you
do it?
Okay.
I'm from Lurgan, I'll do anything for... how well paid are we talking?
50 quid.
50 quid, I'll do 10.
The reason that... Where that came to me was from... Do you remember you texted me one day? You were in Foot Locker in Belfast City Centre and you thought that paramilitary guy Andre Shukri was there and you were like, fuck, what if he like makes me do a gig at some point for him and his mates? You wouldn't know how to say no.
I was worried a paramilitary was going to like recognise me and I was going, oh shit, I should leave this shop. And then a wee boy was like, can I get these to size 9? Because I look like I work in Foot Locker.
I never tell you the gig I done one time in a certain town near... Craigavon, and I was doing this gig. Sometimes if somebody asks you to do a gig and it's going to be shit, right, there's a rule where you try and charge them as much money as possible, right? So it means if the gig's really, really shit, you still get really good money, right? So usually what happens is the guy like, so much would you charge me to do fucking 20 minutes of this fucking do? And you go, £3,000, right? And there's a bit of haggling and you settle for 400 or something, right? But I had this guy fucking one time, he was like, here, looking to do a wee fucking half hour of football dinner, right? What do you charge? And I seriously like went like astronomical, right? Not like more than £3,000, it was like less than £1,000, but it was still quite a bit of money. And the guy went, no sweat, see you Saturday, right? And put the phone down. And I was like, ah, fuck, right? Yeah. I was like talking to my girlfriend, I was like, you know what, fuck it, it's good money, fuck it, I'll do it, it's all right, it's fine. I went home. I seen mum and dad, and mum and my dad was all, so where are you doing the gig? I was like, oh, we football club and fucking such and such. And he was like, what are you getting paid, son? What are you getting paid? What are you getting? And I told him, and he was like, ask my fucking boy. Cash too, fucking, don't tell a tax man, fuck him. Ask my boy. Right? And then my dad goes, who booked the gig? And I told him, and my ma went, I didn't think they'd let him out. And then my dad went, they shouldn't have fucking let him out the first time, right? So all of a sudden I'm doing a gig for somebody who's been in the RAD twice. Like, smashed it.
Okay, Colin.
This better be good because I don't have one for you. Go ahead. Right. Mine was terrible.
You're up.
Mine was like, oh, you're shit, there's no toilet roll. talk your way out of it. Bring me a toilet roll.
Okay. Yes. You're at a family party. You've got a, hypothetically, I don't know if you already have, you got a wee cousin who's, say, 6 or 7, okay?
Okay.
And he's got a wee mate, okay. exactly the same age. And yous are out. Just imagine this: yous are out playing like with American football in a nearby field. Okay. So you've got the party going on. They nag you to go and play with them eventually, right? You're a couple of fields away, throwing the ball for them. Your cousin goes into the house to get a hay fever tablet. Right, his eyes start swelling up. He goes, "I'll be back in a minute." He runs off, right? And it's just you and his wee mate. But you're dead on. You're just throwing the ball back and forth. He's dead on, right? He's fine. The wee boy says to you, he's like, "Colin, I need to go for a piss." Hey. So you go, just go in those bushes over there, right? Hey. You've never met him before. You've never met him before this day, right? And no one else around at this point. And all you hear from behind the bush is, "Ah, my Jimmy! My Jimmy! Help, please!" And what happened? He's caught his dick in his zipper, right? And it's half in, half out.
These are two pages!
By the way, the handwriting gets like more and more upset. Like, tear marks on it.
Right, there's music.
It's more like therapy for Shane than anything.
It's half in.
And there's Jimmy talking to us! He calls it though, Jimmy. A paedophile? That's him. You six-year-old cunt. Grow up.
Right, there's music at the party. Nobody can hear you call for help. He's going, "I'm a Jimmy. Pull it out. Please pull it out. What are you going to do? It's going to fall off if you don't pull it. Calm. Pull my Jimmy out."
To the earshot people inside, they'll be like,
"Nobody's in earshot." That's what I'm saying. There's music at that party.
I'm going to just rip him. What I was gonna say was, if people could hear that, like people going, "Pull my Jimmy out! It's stuck." They'd be like, "Oh, he's done well to fuck that grown man." In the mouth too, fair play. He is an athlete, Jimmy.
So do we need to do one for Shane then?
I didn't know he was gonna write fucking six novels here, like Goosebumps.
It's all right. I had time to think. Right, so Shane.
Go for it.
Right. You're in bed at home with a lady, right?
Yeah.
You've had a lovely time. Yeah. You're both ballock naked. Right? You reach over to get the iPad because you're like, "Do you want to watch a wee bit of fucking How to Make a Murderer?" Right, because it's nice. Something nice to watch.
More choice after sex. Right. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, everything's weird after sex, especially when
you're... How to Make a Murderer sounds like the Channel 5 ripoff of Make a Murderer. Or Making a Murderer. What is it?
It's just Making a Murder.
Making a Murder.
Making a Murder. 100%.
Tony Hart with fucking glasses. God rest him. But, right, so.
Is Tony Hart dead?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's gone. I've gone for the iPad.
You've gone for the iPad, right? And she goes for, like, the charger of the iPad, right? Accidentally, right, her finger goes directly up your buttock. Like, up your hole, right? Because you're in the doggy style position, right?
How's she grabbing that charger? Why is she grabbing the charger like that?
Because she goes, "Where's the charger? Is it over here?" And then points, right?
Right. It's dark, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's hard to see when there's only candlelight, right? Her finger accidentally goes up your bum, yeah. Right? And she's like, "Oh, fuck, my finger's up his bum." But you don't go, get it out, right? Yeah. You just don't say anything, right? Yeah. So then she eventually gets her finger out of your bum, right? Yeah. And then she's like, "Why did you not tell me to take my finger out of your bum?"
Yeah. I'd say, well, it's just saved me an awkward question, like a request.
Put this iPad up your hole.
Yeah, just say I would have asked anyway at some point. So
would you put your finger up a girl's bum?
No.
This is clean like a wee porcelain thimble.
And I'll just be like eating a hula hoop. Oh, just a wee bit of dust. Oh, it's fine. I don't know why I went so dirty in that. I couldn't think of anything intelligent because I'm not a very smart man. I'm not a smart man.
I spend all day writing me notes and all, and it just is all assholes and dicks.
What's that there? How to... I'll do that one. What's that one? That's funny as fuck. Sorry.
One more 70s joke. How do you circumcise a colchi? Kick a sister in the jaw. Boom! Like she's sucking his dick.
Somebody over there went, "Oh," and about 30 seconds ago, he went, "I'll just rape him," about a 9-year-old wee fella. And you clapped. Like... Freaks. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the money.
Mickey, freestyle a country song about your sister sucking your dick.
Well, my sister was sucking my dick one day. And then it's just flute. Near came out the back of her head. 2, 3, 4. And then we dance. At what point did you think I could freestyle country songs? I'm from Lurgan, like, it's not like a fucking... I don't bale hay. Do you mean? I just shoot Protestants.
Well, then you're
with the arrows of love.
Speaking of religion, I saw a thing the other day I didn't know you could get, and fuck off, right? I seen, you know the way some people have to go to mass, they bring rosemary beads? Rosemary beads?
Just put that in your stew. You don't put rosemary in stew, do you?
You might.
Right.
You know the way people bring beads?
No.
Remember I sent you the picture of the little rosary card you can get now? Has anyone seen that? See if you're carrying the beads?
Aye. That's because they both, when he brought that up, they both looked at me to go, you're a bit of a Fenian. And I'm not, like, a stop when I was about 6.
As soon as you saw that foreskin, you're like, nah.
As soon as I went, that's what French kissing is? Well, I don't need to do that again. I have never seen that before. I think it must be, there must be some sort of TIG thing where, and I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say it. I used to be one, right? It's our word. I don't know. I, and this is probably a really shit joke. I thought it was like, don't you have an electric meter? Like, is there a bit, like, if they eat meat on a Friday, does, like, something go, and they're like, oh, fuck, I must get to the chapel. And they're running with a wee card. And then type a number into Jesus. I don't know. I'll be completely honest with you, Colin. I don't fucking know. I'm guessing it's just handier. You can put that in your wallet, whereas carrying beads about look like a bit of a monk. Do you know what I mean? That'd be... True.
A couple of years ago, that looked sweet, though. Get them in Topshop.
Remember, remember
you used to... People on the 12th walking down the street. Rosary beads, mate. Didn't even know what they were.
So I can blend in. Want to go drinking in a gag club later? Pints are 150. Fucking yeehaw.
Apparently they're having trouble in certain sort of small country towns with foreign folk drinking in all the Gaelic clubs because it's cheap now. Did you hear about that?
No.
They're like coming in here drinking our fucking pints now.
I hear people from Port Arran at us. Marching in. Shut up, Sammy. 2 pints of Guinness is that what they drink?
Fuck that. I was in Lurgan one time gigging with you and someone bought me very aggressively bought me a pint of Beamish.
Whoa.
And he's like, get that up, yeah, fucking. And he watched me drink it, and it was like fucking. It was like treacle and shaving foam.
He was saying, well, if he puts his pinky up, he's definitely a Protestant. Hello, Lurgan, I hate you.
Was that in the courthouse?
That was it. No, some other fucking IRA stronghold.
The last time I.
The dole office.
The last time I did the courthouse, I think you were on and maybe Kevin McAleer, and I went on first and I got nothing for the first 5 minutes, and then all of a sudden I went from nothing to fully into it, like guys like really trying to like get like push each other out of the way just to see it, and I was like, this is class. And then I realised after a while Match of the Day was on behind me just for the sound off.
Good times, that. Every I go in there for a pint every so often, go, Mick, would love to put a gig on, and I go, £3,000.
The weirdest thing ever happened to me, remember the girl with the hat?
That's still one of my favourite ever gig stories. Yeah.
Did you just go, what else? I was doing a gig in Lurgan against my will, and some girl came up to me afterwards, and she was like, steaming, and she's like, this is all I get all day. My boyfriend's a big fan of yours. Or like, no one wants to actually go seen your videos like them. They're like, my cousin with special needs loves your videos. He does. So this girl came up to me and she's like, my brother is it's disgusting. She's like, my brother is a big fan of your videos. And then she just started going in this real sob story. It was like X Factor. She's like, like I was doing an audition. She's like, well, what happened was my father was killed in the Troubles. And my brother is a big fan of yours. And I feel like if you were just to give me the hat that you're wearing. But like before, I was drunk too. So before she got the end of the sentence, I was like, what, the hat's going to replace your dad? Right? Which deserves, she should have hit me. But she didn't really get it. And she just said, yes. I just imagine like this wee boy in the hat just so playing football in the garden. What the fuck?
That's the worst part of it.
Cost me £25. I was like, put this wee fucking plastic bag in your head. I'll be worth money in about a year when it's 5p. Crazy. It's craziness.
I hate when people come talk to you about you still doing your stand-up. Yeah. So no.
Do you get paid for that? I've been doing it for 2 years.
Do I always get people going, you're doing really, thinking about doing really well because I'm following you on Facebook and Twitter and just around town in general. And there's like a real weird Northern Irish thing where like people go, you seem to be doing real well. And you go, oh, I'm busy enough. And then they go, I'm sure you are, you wanker. Like, they just change. Do you know that we can't let anybody have anything?
Like, you doing normal work or just stand-ups all the time? And
then you hear someone going, don't tell him anything, he'll use that in his stand-ups. 100%. And then both just stop talking to you. You're like, you came over to me and now we're standing in fucking silence. Tell us a joke. What do you do? I'm a joiner. Build me a fucking table. Right? Like,
I hate that. Don't use that. Aye, you're in a centre. Hey, Patricia, don't tell him you've diabetes. It'll be in his fucking stand-up. Aye. Won't it? Where'd he go? Michael?
You always get a, here's one for you, right? Two packies. Let me stop you there, sir. I'm not playing. I am not playing. But then you don't. You just have to do that fucking weird smile and wait to hear the end of the joke.
Yeah.
I know. Do you know when your teeth get dry? You're smiling that long?
You start doing loads of inhale lies, even though you never do them.
I always make it very obvious by like looking for something to lean on. I mean, just like, what was the rest of the joke incident? Just
I'll never get to the end of it.
Okay.
I actually just wanted to say something really horrendous. I've never had that. Oh, probably have I. How do you get four queers in a bar? Just said, gentlemen, would you like a seat? Don't be such a cunt. That's what I do. That's my new thing, is by the way, as well. When somebody starts a joke, I just give them a really normal answer. Pot Englishman, pot Irishman, pot Scotchman, walk in the bar, with it, have a nice time.
Slobbered about the Polish, didn't they?
Coming in here, drinking our cheap drink. Yeah, that's right, Petty.
I remember seeing that. Do you remember that show on Channel 4? It was like Benefit Street.
Yeah.
And like, it was like, pass on the racism. There was obviously like English people and then like Irish people moved over and they're like, he's fucking Irish. And then eventually they got to be mates and then they're like, these fucking Jamaicans coming over here, fucking doing all that shit. And eventually,
taking all our lilt.
Years go by and everyone... that deserved way more.
It really did. Yeah. We'll go back to the start.
Two Jamaicans walk into the street.
And drank all our lilt. And then these two packies, well, that's my lilt. And then this old big fucking... Doesn't matter. Just missed your fucking chance to carry these fuckies. I'm not even looking at them anymore. I'm going to stay here.
Well, that's how it ended up. It just went on and on until they were like, who's next? Romanians? Fuck off your flowers.
We're me and you men, not sir.
Without sounding like a terrible racist, if those ladies had business managers, they'd be selling like fags and carryouts.
Yeah.
Aye.
You want Carlsberg? Yes, mate. Throw it in the fucking... throw in the scooter I'm driving.
Yeah! Oh.
Yeah! One more joke! One more joke! Michael!
Call him.
What did the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend?
Don't know.
Wiped his arse? Adder shit her out, you see. What have you got there, the topics wise? Go ahead.
Just going to talk about Northern Ireland's new favourite grande, Pastor McConnell. Yeah. I think some of those might have been genuine.
Yeah.
I just wondered if you had an opinion on that. Not guilty.
Fuck him, hope he dies. Yeah. He is a bit of a cunt. Like, I mean, if a comedian said what he said about Muslims, you know.
See, to be honest.
You'd be tweeted awful horrible abuse.
It's not like...
And it'd be hard to sit your phone would be a beep beep off the hook or whatever particular ringtone you have for Twitter. Now he's a gobshite.
Yes! Yes!
That's all right, sister! Let's start
get together and kill him. He'd be dead soon enough, but...
You're ready. Well, I've had a few words. My mate, my Muslim mate from Lurgan, Paki Shami.
feel like Mickey used that word once and now he's totally fine with it.
I don't even know what time since. Just I have no idea. Packing, that's what you do in the back of your car when you're moving house. Packing the car. Well.
I tell you, as an excuse to say that word loads, do you remember the show London Irish? And they had a mate called Packy something, and that was the whole joke for 8 fucking episodes.
So what do you call it? Was it Packy Boner? Seen that like a big
goalkeeper? Yeah.
Goalkeeper. Fuck off, Packy Boner! He's a handsome! Fuck off, Packy! 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 He's our old... What the fuck am I feeling?
I just like to see the boardroom meeting where his parents were sitting around going, so our surname's Boner.
The boardroom meeting? Is that, is that how you get named? Oh, come on.
Boner's very formal parents.
Have a seat. Listen, thanks for coming in. We're just here to talk today about naming our firstborn son. We have some suggestions, some good, some bad. Janine from accounts chipped in. Janine. We're going to call him Packy. Well, I have to go for lunch now, so that's the end. Sorry, I started a riff, couldn't find a joke at the end, and just bailed out.
Not to worry, Mick.
Here we go.
What do you call an Afghan virgin? Never been laid on? I'll put a maybe.
Yeah.
For the set.
Yeah.
Half a tick. What else happened? You see, I had loads of shit. Do you get a hoverboard for Christmas?
No, my brother has one. I was just,
all right,
just using it to commute to work. Just using it every day. Nah, they're dangerous. Don't use them. Yeah.
Go on fire yet?
Yeah. No, mine hasn't, but... I mean, brother's hasn't, but they could potentially do, yeah.
Do you know what I got for Christmas? I got a Hoover. Sort of, right?
A Hoover. Shit, it's hoverboard. Your mum and dad, right? Yeah. There's a hoverboard, yes.
No, you son, you can be a Ghostbuster, too. Go up and ghostbust your bedroom. Walk around the house in a Santa jumper. Which Ghostbuster are you? The black one? Who are you going to call? Mickey Bartlett.
What's the most awkward Hoover you get strapped to your back? Like the big tall Dyson?
That'll be tough. You'll have to fucking slide your arse about the kind of thing.
You're starting that.
Like a dog with worms.
Like you're starting a bobsleigh race.
Feel the rhythm. Feel the ride. Clean the floor. It's Ghostbuster time.
I should write movies.
What? What's better, asshole humour or just Hoover humour?
Just combine them.
Yeah.
You ever put a Hoover up your asshole?
Nah. I don't need anything to suck stuff out of my arse. Shane! Fantastic idea, old chap.
Happy to help.
Right, back to the serious point of Pastor McConnell.
Yeah.
But it's just weird.
Someone said he wasn't guilty. Did someone not go, get the Sky Plus on?
Aye.
And just watch him say it?
Aye. Fire up YouTube again there. It's still on.
I think what I'd said is if, because he got away with it, I said, would you punish him? And if so, how? So could you think of like a fair enough punishment for him?
Just pour loads of just melted butter all over my dick and balls and just like twerk on his head. And be like, McConnell, you know what the worst bit is? Not even game it! Yeah!
I'd probably make him read the Quran from cover to cover, and when he got to the end and realised there was nothing really that bad in it, just go, see? And then he'd have to quit his job. Be out in the brew, walking about, Muslims.
See, to be fair, just a weird old man. I don't give a shit. It's like the Ashers thing. If it was the only bakery in the world, you'd be very offended.
Can I just say, do you remember just after that happened, you were filming something that was like taking the piss out of Ashers, so we needed like undercover film you and Ashers, and then me and you just had a fry and gave them our business after that. Like, we're like, fuck it, we're here, may as well buy a meal.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Fuck them. This is delicious.
Fuck the system.
This is so nice.
Look at the crust on that chain. Oh my god. That's it. You go gay when you go into Ashers, do you? You go gay. You're like, fuck this place. And 2 seconds later, that. Oh my god. Is that a fairy cake? Oh. It's not. It's a regular cake, but when I eat it, it's a fairy cake. Delish.
Is that a nice finger? We'll warm it up. I'm only joking. Fuck Ashers too. Fuck them.
I say that till you eat the sausage rolls. Christ alive. Always it's forgiven.
It's how I get me on back. I go and order a 6-piece fry, only pay for 5 pieces. I go, beans don't count, mate. They're loads of wee tiny individual pieces. I found a loophole in your system. Fuck you.
Have anything else to talk about before we do questions?
No.
I love questions.
Questions! Let me see. What things did I write down here as general topics to talk about? First of all, did everyone else last year become a Justin Bieber fan?
100%.
Oh, shit, son! Like, three times I got caught out just fully. Hair that didn't have. And I'm like, yeah! What is it? It's Justin Bieber.
I liked him up and I was kind of on the verge of it, and then he was like, my mom don't like you and she likes everyone. Yeah. I was like, you're a weak cunt.
But you know what?
Do you know what? What an awful fucking thing to say, Justin. That's fucking...
Don't know why
your
I know
mom doesn't like everybody, does she? She doesn't like everybody because she doesn't like me, so fuck up.
Here.
You're a big dick. Do you see that?
Here. Honestly, my top two Google searches last year, ISIS beheadings, Bieber's dick.
Aye. I think his dick's so it's big, I wonder why he can hit those high notes because of the weight of it.
Great dick.
That is a great dick. Like,
who's seen Bieber's dick? Just these two. I'm pretty sure I have it on my phone, but...
My brother shared something on Facebook that was like, 90% of people love Justin Bieber now. If he was on top of a building going to jump off, share if you're one of the 10% who would tell him to do a backflip. And I was like, wise up. You, as if you and me weren't in the kitchen throwing shapes like last week. All right, yeah, you hate him, mate. You hate him.
Just doing donuts on the hoverboard.
I never converted into liking Bieber last year. I've just always
glad
liked him.
I liked him forever.
As long as you love me, it's Bieber's best song.
He's been believing.
Yeah. Been preaching for years. I've been preaching for years.
It's amazing how quickly people forget too. Remember, he was an aunt. Like, Anne Frank would have been a fucking big fan of me. So
yeah, and she would have.
No, she wouldn't have, because he wasn't even born. She was there writing away, Justin, would you fucking put it away? I'm trying to write my diary. I don't have much time, they're coming.
If someone had arrived downstairs, she'd have come down.
Even if she had on the, like on headphones, they'd walk in like, is somebody doing the worm upstairs? It is so 90s.
His mom don't like me. She likes everyone. That's the only German I can do is the three pigs from Shrek. That's the only German I can do.
There's never like a hard sound in German. He's all like a wee bit.
I've never really met a German, to be honest.
I used to live with one in university.
Ah, what? Boring bastard. Like, really?
Tried so hard. It's like, do you want to go out for drinks? It's like, no, I'd stay here and put a burger in the toaster. No joke.
There, do you know what? He's probably too afraid to use the oven after all the stigma. That's a fucking good joke, right?
Yeah. But where does the gas come from, Colin? I can't. It's electric, dickhead. I will just. I swear to God, he put a frozen Iceland burger in a toaster, and the toaster was sideways. And then it popped and it pished all over the fucking.
Typical Germans by taking over Iceland. Don't know if that's historic record, but
we all we'll edit. We'll dub it over.
Aye. Taking over Poland.
Dub it over, but it's still wrong. Poland.
Oh, I'm starting to sweat.
Right, let me do. Do you have any? Right, we'll do some questions before we get out of here, will we? I'm so tired now.
If Justin Bieber's from here, people would call him Justy, and it would ruin it. It would just ruin it.
Justy! But here's the thing. Only in this day and age do you get away with that. Like, imagine you had a mate, and he was just like, I just love singing songs. You were like, fuck up, Justy!
Here, Justy, your mate don't fucking lick me. Lick me enough this morning, I'm in.
You get a set of decks like the rest of us, you frick. How many times when you were younger were you just round someone's house standing over your shoulder and no one nobody could mix anything but you're over the shoulder like, mate, I love Sandstorm, get around the fuck.
It was somebody's cousin who had them. Somebody's like older cousin. They had curtains, like the sweetest curtains you've ever seen.
Mate, we'll get
them. And you fancied them a bit, what?
We're
playing American football in the garden.
Jimmy! We had not. Like, we used to just, we got a, like, somebody had a Nokia 3310 with a polyphonic ringtone. And you rang them off the house and just stand beside them. But it's after 6, it's fucking party, mom.
Zombie Nation.
I would take that if you could get that for me. Polyphonic ringtone, Zombie Nation.
I'm not a ringtone take dealer. I don't know if you've
fucking done the whole Expo.
Energy 106 discos.
Fucking right, mate. You just take 9 Red Bulls and go with everything that moved.
Yeah.
I used to, we had them in Zodiac's nightclub, Lurgan, which was class. But I always thought, whenever, because I'd only been to the Ice Bowl once, I was like, that must be a nightmare to have a disco and be slipping and sliding. I could never figure out how you have a rave and a disco at the same time.
Unbelievable.
We culture. We shelter reculture.
Let's do some questions, then we'll wrap this motherfucker up. Did we read the names out?
Yeah.
I don't. I'll just go Mr. and Mrs., right? I don't want to give away their fucking thing, just in case. Unless you want to listen to the names, Facebook them, give them shit. What would be the description for the film of your life? I think he's fucked that up.
Aye. Mickey Bartlett, who knew he'd see 29? What do I got?
I don't know. Mine would be like Speed, but just...
Slower?
Just on a bus, trying to get to the chippy shutting. At the front, like Keanu did. Quicker. I don't know what my movie is. What would be your film about your life?
Don't know. Mickey, you wanna?
Shane Almighty.
Shane's World? No, that's not funny enough.
Oh, that is good.
That is.
Shane's World?
I'll take that. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Aye. I'll take that.
Slumdog Millionaire. He didn't say, what's your favourite film, you stupid cunt? Hulk Hogan. I guess we know where the fucking weed came from, you know?
The question wasn't, what do you want Shane to do to your genitals?
Hulk Hogan. Hulk.
I smoked 9 bongs in a car. Where am I? Here's Shane.
These DJs are like... They have to act with the crowd.
Well, that guy coming, Thompson's is fucking shit, mate. I wasn't running hip hop, cheating. Oh, didn't get a dance off. Have you ever been involved in a dance off?
Not recently, no.
Cool. We'll see what happens. No. Let's rattle through these questions. Pick one of each other to kill, and the other one to buck.
Boys, I don't want to play this one. Because it buck you both.
I definitely kill you. And
thanks, man.
Just slide into his.
If you're looking to slide in, you probably want me. It's just sliding back out. Slide in, run out.
Whereas his would be thumbing it in like a pack in a pipe, just slide it in.
Like trying to put a Juicy Fruit bite in the foil. There's nothing even remotely even normally, that's not even gross. That's, it's actually quite easy to do. You just pull a wee flap and then.
I love, do you know what? I should have edited these questions, but I'm just going to rattle through them because they're ridiculous.
Fuck up.
Here we go. Would you rather shit yourself in public or walk around with your dick accidentally out? I love these questions. Just like a...
I think it'd be worse if your full dick was out accidentally, that'd be bad. But if just a wee bit of foreskin was poking out, that'd be worse.
Yeah.
A wee, like, 100%. Mouse's nose.
Yeah.
That'd definitely be a lot worse.
Back out and just walk around city centre going, My Jimmy!
Help me! Put it back in!
I love how you said full dick, like it was like.
Yeah, it did.
Let me get this. Well, out of beef out. Be funny if just both your bollocks were out and no dick. They were like, where's your dick? Is it beneath? Like the dead mouse face, but dick.
So, what the fuck are these questions?
Was this you? Yeah. Oh, here we go. Is this a real thing? What do you make of the thousands of people watching a live stream of a puddle in Newcastle? Yes. Have you heard about that, boys?
Yeah, yeah. It went fucking over Dominoes. It went viral. Like 20,000 people watched that puddle.
20,000 people watched the puddle?
You guys are like on deck. It's constant. Like constant.
Can I be out?
You both quiet.
Which one's on? The cunt one. This is like on deck.
It is, huh?
Oh. I tell you who should have a podcast. These two.
What fucking are White Abbey Grove over here. Let's get ready to fumble. Walking around dropping stuff, not a sexy way. Oh no, my good iPhone 4.
My iPad.
Hurry up the fuck, because I want a kebab.
So,
didn't mean to say that out loud.
I don't know, I don't really know what, I don't really know what to say about that. I wish I get thousands of fucking people live streaming me just doing anything. Making puddles.
Sexy lady puddles.
Butt puddles for the...
Right, here's... I really should edit the... Oh, my... Oh, God. Here we go. This is
throw dead. It open to the floor.
Is there any... ask for questions. Hold on, here's one more joke. How does a woman scare a gynecologist? By becoming a ventriloquist? That's presuming you can, like...
Yeah,
take your hinge mouth.
Can you do that? Can you do the mouth bit? Like...
Like a dying fish?
right enough, because that's not a very specific joke, because there is a lot of questions. You know, it's like, well, I there's, what do you call your woman, that woman ventriloquist that puts the fake faces on people live at the Apollo?
I
think it's a gynecologist at home going, turn it off!
Nina Conte, she's not even talking through her mouth, that's the thing.
Aye, it's cheating. Bitch. Told you, women aren't funny.
Hashtag.
You're not a woman!
Minge talk. Here's one. What's the best and worst thing about living in the country? You don't live in the country, do you?
Absolutely not.
You get weird. You get rashes, don't you?
100%.
What is that? I was at a wedding once in the country, and there's people from Cork, which is obviously a city, just walking around going, oh shit, that cow's getting a bit close by. Like, I thought the cow was just going to come over. They eat meat, don't they? Aye. That's a terrible Cork accent.
They have four stomachs. One of them must have man in it. I can't do Cork either.
Throws them its titties.
I think the best bit about living in the country for me is I live like sort of slightly in Donegal, so I get to walk around with like a £5 sterling note and everyone just kneels
like
down.
Jesus.
Like, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, master, he has returned. Who's that woman? I don't even fucking know. Give us your house, £10.
Unbelievable. Worst thing, is that the best thing about living in the country? Just the exchange rate and the cash?
Yeah, that's probably the best. The worst thing is we can't get broadband yet, and I've been walking around. You can get 4G the odd time. So I've been walking around trying to find the porn. And then eventually found it and realised I had to enter credit card details because I'm not definitely over 18 according to my phone. So memory wanking is probably the worst thing. Very hard to do when you're 29.
Memory wanking?
Yeah. So then you go...
Jizzing on a hard drive?
It's a photo album. I remember that one. There's Keith, Inside Out Willie. I'm not even drunk this time. It's disgusting. Sorry. Sorry, Mum, I love you.
This is a pretty standard one. Worst flop or heckling experience? Worst stage flop? What the fuck does that mean?
When you can't get a route on stage.
There's like a belly flop off the stage. What's your worst gig that you've ever died in your hole? I can't remember.
There was a good book to do like a corporate one in, you know, around like where Temple is, and it carried off that sort of area.
Nah.
And the guy was like,
oh, this guy. Hey. Give me that noise. Oh, the king of Carrie Duff.
The guy.
The Duff man.
It was in Temple Golf Club, do you know that is? Right? It was in there. And it was like for an accountancy firm, and they were like, come and give out some awards as Mike McGoldrick. And I went, yeah, it's fine. I'll do it. And he'd see me at the Empire. And the guy was like, where are the shorts, mate? Because I'd worn like wee tiny turquoise, blazer, wee turquoise shorts, right? Yeah. So I went up, got up there. And the guy, as I got there, he went, I got dropped off and I was getting picked up later on. The guy went, hold on a wee second, kept me waiting for about 10 minutes. But there was nowhere to like go, but no one knew who I was. So I was just wearing these wee shorts. And then the guy went, nah, mate, we're not going to do, we'll pay you, but we're not going to do the awards, so you can just head home. But the person who was giving me a lift had already like gone home, so I had to phone them to come back. So it was period for, he didn't like say to everyone he was supposed to be on there, but now he's not. So I was just at the bar there for about an hour. Just, and some people like vaguely knew who it was, which made it worse. We're like, why is this guy just hanging about bars in turquoise shorts?
That was just a wee bit of foreskin hanging out.
Wee bit of Jimmy in the end. The show's back on. Get on.
Oh, we should have ended there. Unless this one's from Bag of Botox.
Budgie.
Two questions. Do the whole podcast in Japanese accents. It's too late now, isn't it?
It's too late. Do the sweater. Need the push.
Order a full McDonald's in a Japanese accent. Off Shane.
Can I take your order, please?
Hi.
I said it's the worst experience of my life. Pretend to work at McDonald's. What are you doing? Right.
Thank you. Feel bad. Right. I'm trying to be Japanese here. Don't know which way to put my eyes.
Wait, Japanese.
That's a reference to the joke.
Japanese with a lisp.
Japanese with a lisp.
Okay, yep. Fuck. Can I take your order, please?
Hi. I thought you meant konnichiwa, please.
Fluent.
So I'm kind of. How do you do job? Is there anything at McDonald's that has an S in it? Cheeseburger.
Chips.
Who the fuck sausage? Is a sausage?
Welcome, McDonald's. Can I take your order? Can I have a cowboy supper? And a pasty for Sinead. Do you want a pasty?
Sinead, you want beans? No, she's pregnant. Go ahead.
Do you know beans aren't an item in Asher's? I actually don't think I can do that one.
Cheeseburger bugger. Lots of flies. Coconut. And a caramel of a sundae.
It's so racist.
And a cowboy top.
I've been very racist this podcast, but I'm only messing, I swear.
I'm going to have to do a lot of editing, is all I'm saying. Yeah. We should wrap this up, guys, should we?
Yes. Yes, definitely do.
I have Nolan's number dialed.
Definitely do.
And you're going to be on it. Nolan, why did you say Paddy so much, Michael? Why do you say it? Where do you get a Japanese McDonald's, Michael? Tell me. Look at my teddy coming out my top of the bone. Tell me. Don't make me lift this up and book you. I'd book Nolan just for attention. So.
Perfect. Do you want to end?
Yeah, no, we'll end. Do you want to end?
No.
This one here just says...
I want to, but she's fucking staying, right? Yeah. Why are you joking? I really
want
to go home.
Here's another from Bag of Botox here. I want you to have a three-way kiss tonight.
Aunt and Deck over.
You see Becca flipping the table, I fuck her.
Full rager. Don't know why I have a boner, it's not natural.
Knocking drinks over. Oh, I'm a big girl dick.
That's my new band, Girl Dick. Flynn Thompson's. Go ahead, mate. I was going to end. Go ahead, prolong it. Go ahead.
What?
Piss?
No.
I don't think either combination. You know what I mean?
Even pretty, if it, like, you know. There's three different type of men. Like, there's pretty and athletic can get women. There's big and intimidating can get women. And there's me who will kiss the two of them.
And I already have AIDS, so there's no point. Anyway, guys, we'll have to end it there, will we?
Well, thanks for calling a big kiss in the cheek.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheers for coming out, guys.
Cheers.
Give it up for Mickey and Shane.